Hello. Hope you're having a good day today. Today is Thursday, April 16th, and today I want to spend a little bit of time talking about the four Marian hymns or seasonal antiphons that we would sing at the different seasons. Perhaps you didn't know this, but there are these sort of Marian hymns that are that the church presents to us at the different seasons. So there's the Alma Redemptoris Mater, there's the Ave Regina Caelorum, the Regina Caeli, and the Salve Regina. Now, of the four, the most common one, the one probably most people have heard of, if they've heard of any of them, would be the Salve Regina, which is the Hail Holy Queen. And if you're not familiar with those other ones, that's fine, or maybe even you haven't even heard that one. Hail Holy Queen is the prayer that we pray at the end of the Rosary, typically. And so most people are familiar with it for that reason, if for none other. So let's look at these hymns. First, let's look at the Alma Redemptoris Mater. So this is the one that we sing during Advent. And really, we are meant to sing it from Advent through Christmas. The old kind of calendar was that you sung it till the purification or the presentation of Mary, which was February 2nd. So the Alma, if you sing it in Latin, goes something like this. There's lots of versions, but this is the one I know. Alma Redemptoris Mater, quae per via Caeli porta manes, et stella maris, succurre cadenti, suture qui curat populo, tuque genuisti, natura mirante, tum sanctum genitorem, Virgo prius, ac posterius, Gabrielis abore, summens illud ave, peccatorum miserere. So the English translation of the Alma Redemptoris Mater is something, there's different versions, of course, depending on how old it would be, but here's the one that I'm familiar with. Loving Mother of the Redeemer, Gate of Heaven, Star of the Sea, assist your people who have fallen as we strive to rise again. To the wonderment of nature, you bore your Creator, yet remained a virgin after as before. You who received Gabriel's joyful greeting, have pity on us poor sinners. So that is the Alma Redemptoris Mater, which again is sung during the Advent and Christmas seasons. Next, let's look at the Ave Regina Caelorum. Maybe we should say what these things mean. Alma Redemptoris Mater means Hail, Loving Mother of the Redeemer. That's like the opening line of the prayer. Ave Regina Caelorum, Hail, Queen of Heaven. So most Latin prayers, the Latin title comes from the first line of the prayer. So the Ave Regina Caelorum is sung typically from February 2nd or the Candle Mass to the Easter Vigil. So it'd be sort of the Lenten season leading up to Lent, and then right up to Easter Vigil. So that one, we would have just, if you were doing the traditional hymn after night prayer, you would have sung this up until last week. And that one goes like this. Ave Regina Caelorum, Ave Domina Angelorum, Salve Radix, Salve Porta, Ex qua mundo lux exorta, Gaude Virgo Gloriosa, Super omnes speciosa, Vale o valde decora, et pro nobis, Christum exorta. So again, the English is Hail, O Queen of Heaven. So it goes, Hail, O Queen of Heaven enthroned. Hail, by angels mistress owned. Root of Jesse, gate of morn, whence the world's true light was born. Glorious Virgin, joy to thee, loveliest whom in heaven they see. Fairest thou where all are fair, plead with Christ our sins to spare. So perhaps you've never heard that one before. You can see the translation. They tried to keep the rhythmic sort of translation of it. So those are two of the Marian antiphons. Next we'll move on to Regina Caeli. Yes, Queen of Heaven. So the Regina Caeli is sung during the Easter season. So that's why there's all the Alleluias in it. Perhaps you've heard it, perhaps you haven't. Let me pull up the... So, in English, or in Latin, it goes, Regina Caeli, laetare, alleluia. Quia quem eruisti portare, alleluia. Resurrexit, sicut ixit, alleluia. Ora pro nobis Deum, alleluia. So the Regina Caeli also has two lines that I don't know why they aren't sung, but they can be added on. Gaude et laetare Virgo Maria, alleluia. Quia surrexit Dominus Vire, alleluia. So, in English, it's Queen of Heaven, rejoice, alleluia, for he whom you did merit to bear, alleluia, has risen as he said, alleluia, pray for us to God, alleluia. And then those two added lines, rejoice and be glad, O Virgin Mary, alleluia, for the Lord has truly risen, alleluia. So, that's the Regina Caeli. And finally, let's look at the Salve Regina. So the Salve Regina then is sung during the ordinary time of the year. So after Pentecost and going through Advent. So the in Salve Regina just means Queen of Heaven, or Hail, Hail Holy Queen. Yeah, sorry, Hail Holy Queen. So in Latin, if you sing it, it goes, Salve Regina, Mater Misericordiae, Vita Dulcedo, Espes Nostra Salve, A te clamamus, Exules Filii Evae, A te suspiramus, Gementes et Flentes, In hac lacrimarum vale, Ea ergo, advocata nostra, Illos tuos, misericordes oculos, Ad nos converte, Et Iesum, benedictum fructum ventris tui, Nobis, post hoc exilium ostende, O clemens, O pia, O dulcis, Virgo Maria. Once again in English, Hail, Holy Queen, Mother of Mercy, our life, our sweetness, and our hope. To thee do we cry for banished children of Eve. To thee do we send up our sighs, mourning and weeping in this valley of tears. Turn then, most gracious advocate, thine eyes of mercy towards us, and after this our exile, show unto us the blessed fruit of thy womb, Jesus. O clement, O loving, O sweet Virgin Mary, pray for us, O Holy Mother of God, that we may be made worthy of the promises of Christ. So those are the four antiphons that we sing, or the four Marian hymns that are sort of seasonal. So it would be good, not required, but it'd be good to know those and to be familiar with them. If you listen at Mass, sometimes we sing them. I don't know if we always sing them according to the season, but I think in general we do. But that tradition has kind of developed over time. And if you have a devotion to Our Lady, it's good to know the prayers of Our Lady. And these are four prayers. So that's what they are. The hymns are just a sung version of the prayer, the spoken prayer. Okay, so that is what I'm going to say today. Hopefully you can learn these prayers and at least be familiar with them, even if you can't sing them. And God bless you, and take care. God bless.